What's up, guys? This is Chris Whedon, host of the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I am with two good friends of mine, Brendan and Krista from CrossFit Mech. How are y'all doing?
Awesome.
Doing great.
Awesome. Great awesome. Monday. Yes. Happy Monday. I know Krista just finished one of her workouts, so I'm sure it's going to be brutal later on. I'm not looking forward to it. No, but we are actually in a very unique space right now. We're inside the brewery / gym, and we'll get into that here in a second. But tell me a little bit about like your journey as you know, as gym owners, like how you got to where you are today, and how did CrossFit Mech start?
I started at the Harris Y, and that's where Krista and I met. Okay. They gave me a good opportunity to get in front of people and really kind of cut my teeth and make sure that this was a path that I wanted to go on.
Okay.
And after so many months, I think we had 100 members pretty quickly, because it just, for whatever reason, a couple of people describe it like a treehouse feel.
Okay.
Like you were kind of, you know, just going and doing stuff that you did when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And that really is something that we pushed when we started CrossFit Mech, is we wanted people still to feel it wasn't stressful coming to the gym, and it felt like a release from their regular everyday work.
Okay.
So that's kind of the journey, was we want to continue in that path, like have it a treehouse feel.
Awesome. Awesome. And you went from Harris, which is, I call it the old folks gym. I freaking love the Harris. There's so much space. They have a beautiful like space in there for CrossFit as well, and it's always empty.
They converted that space for when we were there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's awesome.
That used to be, it's funny you say that, the old folks place or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was the room where really it was like the people that were deconditioned and older that would go in there, and they had these like thing, like rehab machines that people would sit on.
Mm.
It was pretty contentious when they changed the room over.
Okay.
But it is sad now that it is very underutilized.
It really is. I know they had classes there before COVID, and then once COVID happened, I think they just removed CrossFit there entirely.
Yeah, they have a tough time keeping a coach on.
Okay.
And it does take a coach or an owner group that is actively involved, I think, with CrossFit as a sport, or what we'll call like it does require someone that is there and has the pulse of the gym every day.
Yeah.
Absentee owners, gyms I've seen fail, especially in the CrossFit world, a lot.
Okay. Okay. And CrossFit Mech is unique in itself. You mentioned like an ownership group. How did you meet some of the people that are involved in the ownership?
So I went from the Harris Y, and we came over to the what was then the Rugby Athletic Center, which turned into Stacks.
Okay.
And the group that bought out South Tryon Athletic Center, which was our name, which turned into Stacks, had a different vision of what he wanted to see with the gym than our treehouse feel, that I'll keep saying. And I guess the ownership group was that she and I, were dating, and our other partner, Michael Banks, and another gentleman, Ryan Murphy, all felt the difference of this other guy's view of CrossFit and what he wanted to see. And we were all worked out together. We're like-minded in that we wanted it to be fun. We don't want it to be feeling like a job, or didn't want it to feel like a job.
Right.
And so the four of us got together and decided, let's, that space was, 10,000 square foot. And
yeah,
we were like, let's get back to like a garage feel,
okay.
Back to like, it's okay that there's, I don't want to say it's dirty, but there's a little dirt on the ground. And I'm the first one, if someone does chalk on the ground, I'll be like, oh no, man. But
that's guilty as charged.
Yeah, it's inevitable with what we do. But I don't know. I keep talking, Krista. You need to say.
No, I agree with everything you've said as far as, creating the community that we've built. We have actually done very little advertising. It's been a pretty cool, just organic growth over the years. And we started in that Peterson space. And looking back at that now, like how small that was, and where we are now, where we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing with the people we have now in that small space, we grew, I believe, the way we were meant to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's going back to community. This is one of the first communities that I met when I came to Charlotte. I've been here since 2016. I know I've known you both for a few years now, officially a member of the gym now, which is awesome. But it is one of the things that stood out to me most was the community, like how inviting it was, how welcoming, like even just people were that were clients and members of the gym to any newcomer. And people of all different skill sets, right? Like you have plenty of people that are just starting out in CrossFit, and then you have people that are advanced. I'm probably more on the beginning side, I would think, learning some of the advanced movements, but everybody's been super helpful. And it definitely has more of that like family atmosphere. Was that like the sole intention? I know you said keep it childlike, but it definitely has more of a family feel to it.
Yeah, and Cheers was a show that was on forever, where everybody knows your name.
Yeah,
I mean, if that couldn't have been said better, and the way that we try to do everyone that comes through the door, we treat them the same way. And to your point, that doesn't matter if they're the best athlete in the gym or the newest person. Both are fun in different ways. That you get to mold someone from maybe not even knowing how to or what a kettlebell is to them being able to enter the gym and do it all on their own.
Right. Yeah.
And that maturation is just, it's like magic.
Yeah.
So we get to go on a journey with everybody along the way. And to your point, you're a good athlete, dude. You're picking it up. You're pretty good, but not everybody starts with that athletic background. And that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Treat everybody the same.
I hate it when people say they're too intimidated to even step foot in. Because I know that if they did, it would only be a matter of time within a class that they would feel comfortable and welcome. And you don't have to work out and get fit before you come in here.
You can
come off the couch and be supported and get where you need to go.
That's a classic example of that. The only advertisement we did was a Groupon when we first started. It was like a $5 a class for five visits, so $25. And one of our probably most intimidating members, Jeremy, I won't use his name. He came in and he was like, he knew he had to pass because we saw the names come through. And he comes in 3 months later. We're like, dude, we've been looking for you. What have you been doing? He goes, oh, man, I was intimidated. I had to go down to the fitness for the connection or something to get in shape to come here. And we're like, you're intimidated. You? And he's – anyway, so he's been a member now. He's probably one of our longer members, one of the longest members,
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's funny you say that just because I was in that same place. Like, I felt like I needed to learn some of the basic movements before I even was like, I'll be an official member. And it's probably because of the athletic background, the competitive side of things. Like, I don't want to go in and literally know nothing, right?
Yeah.
And so, but to Chris's point, like, it is a beautiful thing when you are able to come in as a beginner because you have good coaches. Not every gym is like that. I can vouch for CrossFit Mech. You have good coaches here who are willing to walk you through the processes and everything, which is, kudos to you all and your coaching. Yeah. So the journey of fitness in general, right? Like, were you always like this guy, like the guy, the Brendan we see today, like, did you just wake up and was like, yeah, this is me and let's go get it?
I always did something, movement, and I was always chasing what I bought rollerblades, like extreme rollerblades at one point because I wanted to learn how to rollerblade.
Yeah.
And that was like a 6 month trial. I mountain biked for a bunch of years. I thought triathlon was going to be where my sport was. And I figured I was just a little bit too heavy for that. And movement has always been something I've been into since a kid. I played every sport that my parents would take me to, but being one of seven, I was almost limited on what my friends were playing so that I could get a ride with them.
Yeah.
But definitely when I found CrossFit, it was like, I don't know. It was like the perfect situation because I have a habit of changing things every 6 months, this what we call constantly varied in CrossFit, it just is great because I don't do the same thing over and over. And yeah, boredom, sure. And now I've been doing it, my daughter's 15, I started when she was born. I've never been bored. Okay. Do I have ups and downs in training? For sure, but it's still just every day is fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. What about you?
I'm kind of the same way. I was always in sports growing up. And I, even if I wasn't in sports, I was going to the gym and made that a regular part of my life pretty much from the time I can remember. But I'm a recovering runner. I ran a lot. I was running half marathons and marathons through my 20s because in my, like that was, I also have a fairly competitive side. So that way I could still do races and see times improve and things like that. And that just was the sport I found in my 20s.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, first I didn't really even know what CrossFit was when I tried it.
Yeah.
Like I just was like, oh, I'll give that a try. And I walked in one day and like all these girls are in there like doing pull-ups and like lifting heavy. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'll never be able to do this. I was like, well, I'm going to try it. But I was like, these girls are insane. I remember everybody going to grab barbells. And I was like, I've never lifted a barbell in my life. I had no idea what I was doing. But it was just only a matter of weeks before I hit that honeymoon phase where you're learning new stuff and lifting a little bit heavier each time. And I was like, it's really cool to be able to see that measurable progress in what we do. And 8 years later, I still see measurable progress. That's the most amazing thing about it is that you're not, I feel like I spent a long time in my life trying to make myself just as small as possible. Mm. Just cardio, you know, I want to be skinny. And you can't do that and be healthy forever. So this is going to keep me healthy the rest of my life. And I can still set goals for myself. And I don't know, just it's been life changing, honestly.
What do you say to females who say like lifting weights is just going to build muscles? I know you said you were a runner, so this is the perfect segue into that.
This is, if you want to continue running, this is how you stay healthy as a runner. Mm-hmm. You can do both. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you have to choose one or the other.
Right.
I think, if you want to get better at whatever sport you are doing, add this in. You know, this doesn't have to be your full-time sport, but lifting weights is going to make you a healthier, stronger runner. As far as weightlifting, you know, at bulking up females, that's a total myth. I think I don't know why people have that in their head. You either have the body type that's super muscular or you don't. And if you feel like you're getting a little bulky, let's say, then lift lighter weights. Yeah. Like you can easily adjust. And it's so important, so important for ladies to lift weights because they need, it keeps their bones healthy as they age. Like as you age, it's the most important thing you can do. Mm. Absolutely, 100%.
I think the word testosterone scares women. And I might be wrong, but I think that I've heard that for sure from people or from women specifically. But that increases bone density, to your point. Then osteoporosis is something that women have to think about. Mm. And the best way to do it is elicit testosterone release, lifting heavy weights for a short amount of reps. Again, you can't change up people's body types. Yeah. If you're short, you're generally going to have a little bit more of a propensity to build muscle, but also, you know, your genetics are what they are. If your parents are, more on the like bulky side, then that's your genetics. Embrace it.
Yeah. Right.
You know? Move well, and your body is going to look like the best version of what it can look like.
Yeah.
In my opinion. There's no contest of this versus any other, I'm not going to say any other gyms and stuff like that, but high intensity, whether we call it the CrossFit or what, but high intensity training with strength training involved in it.
Right.
And for women, especially.
And it's functional. So I think, you know, think ahead. Do you want to be grandma that can't sit down on the carpet and play, or do you want to be able to run around, you know, with your kids and the future grandkids? Like you want to be able to be active, and like Brendan always says, you want to be able to say yes to things.
Oh, right.
So like we have a volleyball group in our neighborhood and it's like, heck yeah. Yeah. We want to, you know, you want to be able to say, yes, I want to play volleyball or kickball or sign me up for whatever. It helps you get out there and be social too.
Yeah. Your life becomes more fruitful being able to be, for one thing, confident in moving your body. And what we do, you can translate it to any sport.
Right.
Ping pong.
Yeah.
Table tennis. Purist. But no, it's that to be able to say yes to everything, it's the fruit of life. You get to meet different people from all over, from, you know, just being able to say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any age limits in CrossFit? I know that's a huge one.
Well, I'm 45 and I'm still moving fairly well. No, I don't think there is. I mean, everything can be scaled. It's universally scalable. Rep schemes can change. And the main thing, to Krista's point, was that you want to be able to do things with your grandchildren when you're at an older age.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No, I don't. I think there's no limit on how long you can do it, and I plan on doing it till. Yeah,
we've got
forever.
Several members in their 50s. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, any age.
Yeah.
Like you said, you can scale it. I love watching like the CrossFit highlight videos online of like the ladies that are 75, 80, like hitting deadlifts. Like nothing makes me happier than to see that, because they're probably feeling better than they have in years.
Exactly.
So it's the way to stay feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life.
No, that's funny. When I stepped away from soccer, hung the boots up, I took that first year I took off. I don't think I worked out. I don't think I ran or did anything. I think I was just so tired and spent that I was like, let me figure out what I want to do next. But after that year, I reevaluated. Was like, okay, I can't just sit here anymore, right? Like, let me figure out a goal. You know, I knew I was good at running just from soccer. And I had lifted weights a few times in college, right? But wasn't super serious about it. And so it was the year after I set the goal of wanting to be the fittest grandfather on earth at 80. And the only reason I set such like a wild goal was just so I knew I was working out like on a regular basis, right?
Perfect.
And so I always tell people it's important to attach a goal to whatever it is that you're doing. CrossFit allows us to set certain metrics and see where you are like each week or each month, just depending on whatever exercises, like wall walks. You've seen me do wall walks and it's terrible right now, right? But that now, just being able to barely do one when I came in, I did like, I don't know, five the other day, not by choice, right? Like it's, you're always constantly doing something that you hate and that sucks just to get better. And that's what I enjoy about what you all have going on here, but just the CrossFit community and gym in general, you're always doing something different, like you said. And a lot of times it's something that you absolutely loathe.
You got to put yourself in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, out of your comfort
zone. So that you're
zone.
Able to adapt.
Again, yeah. You know? It's good for your brain too.
Very good for your brain. And then if you can do all these challenging workouts that we do over there, what other limitations have you put on yourself that I could never do that? And then once you accomplish like just your wall walk that you're able to do multiple reps, well, darn, maybe I shouldn't do this or try that. And the first time's not always easy.
Yeah.
But the more frequently you put yourself in those compromised positions, then everything else is easy.
Yeah.
Some of the things we've done, like that I've done in CrossFit over the last few years, have literally been some of the hardest things I've survived. So. Again, for example, we went to, we were in the Granite Games competition in Minnesota, 2017, maybe 18. There was a lake swim and I trained all summer in the pool and I'm swimming laps and I'm good to go in the pool. And I get in this, it was like 50 degrees outside. So it was cold. We get in this lake and all of my training just went out the window. Like there's people splashing me and I can't see. And so I still had to swim that length and it took me a long time and I felt I couldn't even do my stroke. I was basically like doggy paddle the whole way. And I remember like seeing the shore and I was like, if I can do this, I can literally do anything in life.
Yes.
Cause that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. Like never done an open water swim in my life. I tried to prepare. Nothing will prepare you for that. And then I had to get out and put on my shoes and run back.
Yeah.
But I just, it was such a mental, I don't know, such a cool mental, yeah, like it's such a game for me to be like, well, I did that. I can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that both of you said how transferable it is into life, into business, into, into your families, right? Both of you have your own families, and now you've kind of blended them, right? Like, what's the show that
the Brady Bunch
yeah, yeah. is what comes to mind, right? How is that for your children, bringing all of this together, and are you starting to see them adopt some of the habits that you've learned?
100%.
Yeah. They know that it's part of life. Like working out is part of what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is a decision I made. I used to smoke cigarettes, and I was just generally a lot more unhealthy. And then when I had Hannah's my older daughter, I was like, I had to figure out a way to consolidate my workouts, which CrossFit does. You can do as short as a 5-minute workout and get crushed. Mm-hmm. So maximizing time with them, but making it a purpose and point to them that this is a daily thing. This is not just a one time for the summer, like I want to look good at the beach or something. You know,
right.
And that's a good side effect, but the goal is to be healthy and to teach them good habits, daily habits. And that includes nutrition too.
Mm-hmm.
I do joke. No, I don't joke. I like beer. I like having a good time. And that's the good marriage between us and Sugar Creek here.
Mm-hmm.
But they also see that it's not just lopsided that way.
Like, right.
You know, you still have to do your work. You have to be active. Mm-hmm. And I think all of our kids play at least one sport, if not multiple sports. Mm-hmm. And the older ones have come in, and Walt and Hannah have come in and picked up CrossFit pretty good.
Yeah.
They're fit. They're healthy little kids. They
yeah.
look different than the other kids in your class.
I'm sure.
Great. and so it's fun to see. And in fact, my daughter Hannah chose weightlifting as an elective this year. And she made it. The girls that she was working out with were maybe a little bit like just not excited about it. And I want to say because of Hannah's attitude and her knowledge of the movements, the coach did a really cool job. Coach Evans over there highlighted her and said, Hannah, come up here and you're our model for this lift. And man, what a great thing for a little girl in a weightlifting class that's usually dominated by men or boys, you know, and to have her be the highlight. It was like the work has like come to like, oh, this is perfect, man. It's all come around, you know? And, so anyway, it's definitely something that we prioritize.
Yeah, the rest of their life, they'll be able to walk into a gym
yep.
and feel comfortable and know mm-hmm. what to do. And I love seeing all my kids lift and work out, but I do love seeing my 9-year-old daughter can grab the trainer bar and
yep.
hit clean and jerks.
Wow.
And she loves to push the sled and she loves to climb the rope. I mean, she'll come in with me. She wants to come.
Yeah,
I'm going to the gym. Can I come? You know, she might not do exactly what I'm doing, but
right.
she finds things to do that she enjoys, and it's she can go to a gym the rest of her life mm-hmm. and find cool stuff to do and exercise.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely a correlation between exercise and success, and being in this new place. I know you had to overcome some hurdles during COVID, switching gyms, and the gym is still thriving. You still, like I said, you developed such a strong community and close-knit group of people who continue to support throughout the heartaches. What do you say is most important when it comes to just the community piece equaling success?
I think that's more important than, we obviously have our bills to pay, mm-hmm. But the aspect of the community is, I don't know, you put things in your, you keep things, and it's money that's not really, you know, there's no actual money to it, but the friends that we've developed along the way is why, you know, that's like millions of dollars. Like
yeah.
I'm a millionaire in the feelings that I get from how people hit a lift or do their first muscle up or even a push up.
Yeah.
Like that's money in my bank.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how to cash that, but
yeah.
but I'm saying it is so. It's that's the best part of it. And I think that hopefully comes across, and I think it does, that we're proud of every little detail that people have, whether we say it outright, but they know if they're here every day. So yeah, the community is that's
yeah, there's nothing more exciting than watching somebody do something for the first time, like that they haven't done since they were a kid, like a handstand. It's I get so personally excited for people all the time. I love it. It's rewarding, and it you know, validates what I'm doing, you know, that this is a good place for me, it's the right fit for me, to be helping others learn fitness.
Yeah. Well, what's the goal as we wrap up here? Like, what's, you know, where do you see everything 10 years from now and beyond?
I see us staying with this good, steady growth and developing more close friendships with the people that are coming in with us. I think whether CrossFit probably will be around, but if not, we will be teaching some sort of high intensity, constantly varied, you know, workout regimen. And also not just coaching it, but we do it ourselves. We do the same program that everybody does. And so we know what everybody's feeling. We know it's a sustainable thing, and you know, at the 45, so as it goes on, I'll maybe have to adjust some of the weights a little bit differently, but I foresee us continuing and adding coaches in, and you know, letting them get a chance to push our message, which is back to, you know, having fun and treehouse effect.
Yeah, same thing. I'm in it. Yeah, I'm in it for the long run. I want to help people, you know, beyond the gym, looking into help people with nutrition, things like that, trying to gain a little bit more knowledge on that. Because it's when you read the statistics about the way our country's going as far as nutrition and health, it's frightening. Yeah. Like, especially at kids, our youth are really suffering from pre-diabetes already. Mm-hmm. It's very, very scary. So I have, you know, that's kind of what I'm driven by, is we got to get this message out. We got to keep people healthy. We got to keep people moving, teach people how to eat.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. Thank you all for joining. I know it's been, we mentioned it multiple times, and I'm glad we finally got to sit down and do this. Any way that I can support, I'm always here. Always here to share the message of the gym, always here to share the message of health and wellness and fitness. I think it's so important, and I love that both of you have made it a priority in your lives, and you're seeing that effect in your children now. So, yeah, kudos to the parenting on that.
Nice.
Yeah, so where can we find y'all on social media?
CrossFit Mech on Instagram and CrossFit Mecklenburg on Facebook. Krista Valentine is
Krista
V1
on Instagram. Yeah.
Be Real Mac Fit. Be Real Mac, B-R-E-A-L Mac Fit. But
there we go. Awesome. Thanks, man. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all. Thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. If there was anything that y'all could take away from this episode, please let us know. If there are things that I can work on personally, please let me know that as well, because I'm constantly working on being the best version of myself. Until next time, we appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Take care.